Friday, February 10th, 10 a.m., Kogan Plaza. About 20 students in windbreakers and peacoats stand around the clock tower. Lots of picket signs and Starbucks cups. It's cold for D.C. and early for students, but as you can hear, they're excited. I meet Logan Malik, an essay senator and divestment advocate.
It's been almost 2 years since 71.7% of students voted in the highest turnout election in GW history to divest from fossil fuels. Since then, we've exhausted every possible pathway through the establishment of this university. Today, the Board of Trustees is meeting, and we're going to show them that this is an issue that's serious to us.
The plan is to do some speeches and chants in Kogan, walk to the Marvin Center, crash the meeting there, read their demands, then leave and go on with their days. But that's not what happened. Right before they are supposed to leave, they get news that the board has moved into a closed session. Now, I did email a GW spokesperson about this, and she said that this is how the meetings always work. They start with an open session for general updates, then they move into a closed session. But on the other hand, these students have been working for this for 2 years, so they're not going to let a couple of doors stop them. So they start walking to the meeting to chant outside the doors, and on their way in, this happens.
Now!
In case you missed that, a GW PD officer stops them and says they can't bring their signs in. None of the students have ever heard of this rule, but in the end, they just ditch the signs and go upstairs to chant.
You know what to do.
It is necessary for our university
to affirm the true gravity of human-made climate change.
To affirm the true gravity of human-made climate change.
With not just words.
With not just words.
But deeds.
But deeds.
President Knapp and the Board of Trustees.
President Knapp and the Board of Trustees.
Must declare intentions.
Must declare intentions.
To permanently phase out investments in the fossil fuel industry.
To permanently phase out investments in the fossil fuel industry.
By February 28th.
By February 28th.
Or face escalating interruptions to business as usual.
Or face escalating interruptions to business as usual.
The protest lasted about 15 minutes, and then they had one last message for the trustees on their way out.
We'll be back!
We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back! We'll be back!
The trustees were still in their meeting when I left, but, like I said, I did email their spokesperson. Here's what she had to say. Quote, "Our students have a history of peaceful protests on campus, and that happened again on Friday at the Board of Trustees meeting. The university's protest policy states that the university community may demonstrate in support of or opposition to any issue of interest to them, provided that such activities do not endanger the safety or security of the university community. Accordingly, the university maintains the right to define the time, place, and manner in which protests, rallies, or equivalent activities occur on its campuses and at its facilities." Unquote.